Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the first topic of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, Perek Tezayin, Posuk Yud Ches. We're holding in the middle of the Avodas Adam of the Par V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim. So far, the Kohen Gadol sprinkled from their dam 32 times. In Posuk Yud Dalid, 8 times from the Dam HaPar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achas Lemalo V'Sheva Lemato. In Posuk Tezvov, he sprinkled 8 times from the Dam HaSoir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achas Lemalo V'Sheva Lemato. And in Posuk Tezayin, he sprinkled from their bloods 16 times, 8 from each, in the Oyel Moed towards the Paroiches. Achas Lemalo V'Sheva Lemato. A sum total of 32 sprinkles, 8 times 4. And now in Posuk Yud Ches, the Kohen Gadol is going to mix the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoir into one Mizrok, and he's going to put it on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZohov, where they brought the Ketores daily inside the Heichol. And then he's going to sprinkle 7 times on the roof of the Mizbeach HaZohov. Posuk Yud Ches. Ve'yotzo el ha-mizbeach asher lifnei Adonai v'chiper olov ve'lokach midam ha-por u'midam ha-so'ir v'nosan al karnois ha-mizbeach soviv. And then the Kohen Gadol shall go out to the mizbeach which is in front of Hashem, referring to the mizbeach hazov, and he should atone for it by taking from the dam ha-par and dam ha-so'ir, mixing them together, and putting from their blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazov. Says Rashi, El HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem, Ze Mizbeach Hazov, Shehu Lifnei Hashem Baheichol, as opposed to Mizbeach HaChitzoin, is not considered Lifnei Hashem, because it's not in the Heichol, it's in the Azorah. Frek Rashi, Uma Tamud Loimar V'yotzo, what does the Pasuk mean by V'yotzo, he should go out? Go out from where? In Posuk Yud Dalid and Tesvov, he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In Posuk Tezayin, he already left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and went into the Heichol. As the Posuk says, V'chein Yasel Oyel Moyed. The Mizbeach Hazov is in the same room, in the Heichol. So where is he going out from? To where is he going out to? That's Rashi's Kasha. Emvard Rashi. לפי שהיזו ההזויס על הפרויכס, ועומד מן המזבח ולפנים והיזו. When he was sprinkling from the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoir towards the parויכס, true, he was in the oil moyed, the same place he is now also, but he was deeper in. He was standing west of the Mizbeach Hazov. And now the Torah wants him to go outside, on the other side of the Mizbeach Hazov, to the eastern side of the Mizbeach Hazov. Uvamatonois ha-Mizbeach is kikoi lotzois min ha-Mizbeach lachutz, outside of the Mizbeach ha-Pnimi. V'yaschil mikeren mizrochit tzfoinis. He's going to start putting the dam on the four corners, starting from the eastern northern quarter, namely, if he's facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the Mizbeach in front of him, that will be the corner to his immediate right. The chiperolov, my kaporosoi, what is the kaporo for the Mizbeach Hazov? The lokach medam apar, medam asoir, meurov in zelatoirze. The very next words, mix the dam apar and the dam asoir together and put them on the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazov. Posuk yutes, vehizo olov, minadom, beetzboi, sheva peomim, vetiharoi, vekideshoi, mitum ois, bene Israel. And then the Kohen Gadol shall sprinkle from this Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoir mixed together. He'll dip his finger into the cup and sprinkle it 7 times onto the roof of the Mizbeach Hazov, and thereby be Metaher and be Mekadesh, purifying and sanctifying it, Mitumois Bnei Yisrael. As Rashi told us before, the Par V'Soir is coming to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov. Says Rashi, v'hizo ado olov min adom, achar shanos al matonois be'etzbo'oi al karnoisov. In Posuk Yud Ches, now maze sheva hazois al gagoi, on its roof, by sprinkling. V'tiharoi m'mashe ovar, the tumois of the past, v'kideshoi sanctified lo'osid lovoi, for the future. פוזוק חוב וחילו מכפר אס הקוידש ואס אוי הלמועד ואס המזבח ואינקרי ואס הסעיר החוי. Now that the Kohen Godel finished being mechaper on these three places, namely the Hazois of the Par and the Soir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Hazois of the Par and the Soir in the Oyel Moed towards the Paroiches, and thirdly, on the Mizbeach Azov, a total of 11 matonois, four of them are matonois be'etzba on the kronois, and seven on the roof of the Mizbeach, sprinkling it, a sum total of 43 Hazois. And then the Kohen Godel brings close to him the live soil of the two seirim that he did a goyrol before, and this is going to be the soil lazos. Posuk chofalev v'somach aharoi neshete yodov al roish ha-soir achai v'izvado olov es kol avinoiz b'nei Yisrael v'es kol pish'ehem lechol chatoisom ונוסענו יסום על ראש הסועיר ושילח בידיש איתי המדברו. And Aaron HaKohen should then place both of his hands on the head of the live soil, and he should do say vidui for all the averois of Am Yisrael, whether for the averois b'meizid, whether for the averois b'shoigeg, pish'eim is b'meizid and chatoisim is b'shoigeg. And then he should put all the averois on the head of the soir, and he should send it with a designated person, designated from yesterday already, and send the soir with him out to the desert. Says Rashi, Ish iti amuchon lekach miyom esmoil, designated from yesterday, they prepared. Pozuk chobeiz v'naso asoir olo, v'ez kol avoyne yisom el eretz gizero, v'shilach ez asoir b'midbor. And this goat will carry upon him all the averois of Am Yisrael to an Eretz Gezero. Rashi told us above in Posuk Ches, Eretz Gezero means Eretz Chatucho. He's going to take him to a cliff with sharp stones, and he's going to throw him off the cliff, and he's going to be broken into pieces by those sharp stones. And he sends the soil out to the midbar, to the desert. Here the Posuk doesn't say what does he do with him in the desert. But above Rashi told us, in Posuk Yud, Rashi was medayek the word, Yo'omad chai lifnei Hashem. Now he's going to be standing alive. But when he goes out to the desert, he's going to be killed by being thrown off the cliff. Posuk Chov Gimel, Uvo Aharoin Elo Yel Moyed, Uvo Shades, Bigdei Abod, Asher Lovash, Bevo Yoyel HaKodesh, V'inichom Shom. If we translate the Posuk literally, the Posuk is telling us, Aharon comes into the Oyel Moyed, and he takes off his special Yom Kippur clothing, the Arbob Godim made out of linen that he wore when he went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim three times already. Once to bring the Ktores, and a second time to bring the Dama Par, and a third time the Dama Soil. And he takes his clothing off, and he leaves it over there. But this Pasuk is very strange. Is that the reason Aaron went into Oyel Moyed? To get undressed? What else did he do over there in Oyel Moyed? Is Oyel Moyed a dressing room? Say Chazal, and Rashi brings down 2 points. Number one, the purpose of Bo Aaron et Oyel Moyed is in order to take out the Kaf and the Machto out of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The first time he entered the Kodesh HaKodoshim, he brought in a Kaf, a ladle filled with Ktores, and a Machto filled with coals, and he put the Ktores on the coals. Now he has to go back in and take that Kaf and Machta out. So when it says Oyel Moyed in Posuk Chav Gimel, it's not referring to the Oyel Moyed that we saw in Posuk Tezayin. Over there, Oyel Moyed meant the Heichol. Over here, Oyel Moyed means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's point number one. Point number two, this Posuk is written out of order. Posuk Chav Gimel actually happened after Posuk Chav Vav. Right now, what's going to happen is, on the agenda, what Aaron's about to do now, is Posuk Chav Dalid and Chav Hei and Chav Vav. Only afterwards, he's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the fourth time and take out the Kaf and Machto. And let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Yubo Aaron Eloyel Moyed, Omru Rabbi Seinu Shein Zeme Kui Moy. This is not the place of this Shal Mikro Zeh. V'nosnu Tam Lidvrei Ma Masech Toyumo. Ve'omru kol ha'parsho kulo nemro ala seder. The entire parsha is written in order. Chutz mi'biozu, except for this entrance to the oil moed HaKodesh HaKadosh. When did it really happen? Shehi achar atziyas oilosei v'oilas ha'om. Ve'aktoras emurei par v'soir. Shenasim b'chutz bebigdei zohov. This entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kavu Machto happened after Pasuk Chof Dalid and Chof Hei, where we're going to see Aaron is going to get dressed in his Big Day Zohov, in his regular clothing. And while he's dressed in the Big Day Zohov, he's going to bring his Korban Oilo and the Oilo of the Am. And he's going to be Maktir, the Emurim, the innards of the Parvus Soyer Shalim HaKippurim. All that will be done by Big Day Zohov, Bachutz on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And then v'toivel u'mekadesh u'poishtam v'loivesh bigdei lovon. When he's finished doing posuk chav dalil chav hei, then he will do another tvila, as Rashi told us before. Whenever he switches clothing, he goes to the mikvah and he's mekadesh daim v'raglaim. He puts on the bigdei lovon, and that's when posuk chav gimel takes place, going into the kodesh hakodoshim for the fourth time. Says Rashi, u'boil oil moed. What is the purpose? The ladle and the shovel. After he takes out the kafo machto, he takes off the big day lovon. This is the fifth change, the fifth tvila of the day, the fifth set of avoidos. Says Rashi, let's make some seder over here. What were the avoidos done over Yom HaKippurim in the correct order, not according to the order of the Psukim, and which begodim did he wear when he did those avoidos? The first thing in the morning, of course, he does a tvila, and then he brings the tomichel shachar bebigdei zof. He wears his regular clothing, and he does the tomichel shachar. And then he does a second tvila, and he wears the bigdei lavon. And he does the avoidas parves soir apnimim uktoireshal machto. Be big day love on. First came the k'toires in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the dam of the par and the dam of the soir in the big day love on. Then he does a third tvila, wears his big day zohov, and he brings the Eloi, his isle, the Eloom, and the ram of the nation that the posuk told us above. Umikta samusofin, and part of the musofin. The Musafin are not mentioned over here in Achrei Mois. They're mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. Part of the Musafin are going to be brought with the Big Day Zov in this third Tevila. And then he goes to a fourth time to the Mikvah. And he wears Big Day Lovon. And that is Posuk Chav Gimel, our Posuk. Voitzo has Kafu Machto be Big Day Lovon. And then he does a fifth Tevila, puts on the Big Day Zov. And what does he do? Ushiyori HaMusafin, the leftovers of the Musafim that he did not bring in the third tvila, and the Tomish al Bein Arboim, and the Ktoires Haheichol Shal Mizbech Apnimi, which is the Ktoires done every day, all that is done by Big Day Zov. And this is how you have to organize the Psukim according to the Seder of the Avoides that I just told you. That was Posuk Chav Beis. And then skip Posuk Chav Gimel. All that was done by Big Day Zov. And then after Posuk Chav Vov, now go back to Posuk Chav Gimel. And he wears Big Day Lovon in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the fourth time to take out the Kavu Machto. V'nicham Shom Melamed Shetunim Gnizo. Those begodim used on Yom HaKippurim will never be used again. As Rashi told us, Posuk Chav Dalet is taking place after Posuk Chav Beis. After the Kohen Godel finished the Avoidos Apnim, the Ktoiresh Lifnai V'Lifnim, and the Dama Par, and the Dama Soir, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Bigdei Lavon. Now, V'Rochatz, it's Besori B'Maim, he goes to the Mikvah again, the third time today, and B'Mokom Kodosh, the Mikvah has to be in the Azorah, V'lovashet begodov, he wears his regular clothing that he wears all year round, the shmoina begodim. And he goes out into by the mizbech achitzoin. And over there, v'also es oilosoi, v'es oilasom, that we said above in Pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel, Aaron has to bring an oilo, and in Pasuk Hey, the Am has to bring an oilo. And he processes them as a carbon oilo. V'chipel ba'ado yuv'ado om. Says Rashi,
when you switch from the big day zov to the big day lovon, you need a tvila. Shebo is a tvila poshat big day zov. Shovat boen avoidas tomid shol shachal, the first avoid of the day. Veloivish big day lovon lavoidas hayoyim. You need a tvila. The Kan our posuk teaches us lamadnu shekshu mishana me big day lovon le big day zov also tone tvila. Bemokoyim kadoyim shamekudesh bekdusha zazoro vehi hoisa begang beis haparvo on the roof of a place called beis haparvo v'chin arba tvila is haboyis choyva leyoyim. All have to be done in the Azora. Aval Rishoino, the first tvila of the day, Hoisa Bachoil was not in the Azora, rather it was in Mokim Choil, not in Azora. Belovash is Begodov, what's Begodov? His clothing. Shmoina Begodim, Shu Oyved Boin, Kolim Meisa Shono. V'yotso min ha-heichol el ha-chotzel, Shemizbeach Oyl Hashom, to the chotzel. V'oso es Oyloso, Yai lo Oyl Hamo lemalo, in Posuk Gimel, Pizu Yisiovi Aroin, Befar Ben Boko v'ayl Oylo, and what else does he do while he's in these big day Zohov on the third Tvila? Posuk Chof Hei. The fats of the Chatos, the two Chatois, Par Shel Yom HaKippurim and the Soil Shel Yom HaKippurim, all those fats, the Kohen Godel will be makhtiret on the Mizbech hachitzoin. There is never any aktoro besides for k'toires on the Mizbech hapnimi. Says Rashi, v'zchila v'chatos emuri par v'soyr, yaktir ha-mizbecho al Mizbech hachitzoin. Deilu b'pnimi, k'siv lo yisalu olov k'toires zoro, v'oilo mincho, you can't bring anything on the Mizbech hapnimi except for k'toires. Posuk chovo v'hamshaleach es ha-soyr la-azozel, yichabeiz begodov v'rochas es besoroi b'moyim, v'achareichein yovoy la-machaneh. And the one who brought the soyr la-azozel to the midbar in Posuk chov aleph, he becomes tomei him and his clothing by the mere fact bringing the soyr la-azozel. And therefore, he has to go to the mikvah, and his clothing have to go to the mikvah, and only then may he enter back into the machane. And here is where Rashi told us to put in Posuk Chov Gimel. Now Aaron goes to the mikvah, changes out of his big day zov, and puts on big day lovon in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the fourth time and take out the kafan machto. Posuk chov zayin ve'eis parachatos ve'eis sirachatos. Ashuvo es domom lechaper bakoidesh yoitzi el michutz lamachane v'sorofu v'eish es oirisom v'es besorom v'es pirushom. In the par v'soirachatos of Yom HaKippurim, ashuvo es domom, their dam was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and inside the Heichol Lechaper. What do you do with the rest of the meat? After you took the emurim and put it on Mizbech HaChitzoin and Posuk Chof Hei, what is done with the rest of the animal? You take it outside the machane and it's burnt together with its hides and its flesh and all the junk inside the innards. Says Rashi, Asheruva is domom leheichol v'lifnai v'lifnim. Two places, also the heichol, also lefnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Posuk chofres v'asuyrei v'oysom yichabeiz begodov v'rochazes besoroi b'moyim v'achareichein yovoy al ha-machaneh. And anybody who is involved in burning the par v'suyr shel Yom HaKippurim becomes tomei he and his clothing. And therefore he has to go to the mikvah, him and his clothing, and only then may he enter the machaneh. Posuk chofres v'oysom lochem lechukas oylom abachoydesh ha-shvi'i. Be'osor lachoydesh te'anu es nafshoy seichem. V'chol melocho lo yisasu ho ezroch ve'agir agor besoichechem. Up until now, the Posuk did not tell us when do we do this whole avodah? Now the pasuk tells us, this is a law forever. When is this avodah done? On the 7th month, Chodesh Tishrei, 7th month counting from Nisan. On Yud Tishrei, that's when this avodah is done, together with, you have to fast, and there's an Issur Melacha on Yom Kippurim, whether you're a born Jew, or whether you're a Ger that joined the Jews. Posuk lamed ki vayoyim azeh yichapir aleichem letayir eschem mikul chatoi seichem lifnei adonoi titaru. And the reason I'm telling you to do this avoido on this day and to fast on this day and not do malacha on this day, because on this day Hashem is going to atone from you, to purify you from all your sins, lifnei Hashem titaru. So either this is telling you what will be if you do the avoda and you fast, or it's a tzivui. Hashem is commanding us, purify yourself on this day and do tshuva. Posuk lamed alef, Shabbat, Shabbosoin, hi lochem, ve'im yisem es nafshoi seichem, chukas oilom. Yom HaKippurim is not like a regular Yom Tov that you could do Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook, and things that are food related. No. Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, Soini Lochem. No Malacha may be done. Just like Shabbos. And you have to afflict yourself, namely the not to eat, not to drink. According to some, the other Inuyim are also included in this Pasuk Medei Raisa of not to bathe, not to anoint, and to refrain from relations. Chukas Olam, there's a halacha forever. Posuk lamed beit, v'chiper hakohen, asher yimshach oisoi, v'asher yimalei es yodoi lechahen, tachas aviv ve'lovash es bigdei abod, bigdei hakodesh. And although the entire parasha kept on referring to Aaron doing the avodah, but the truth is, after Aaron dies, the next Kohen in line that will be anointed as the next Kohen Gadol, and even if at a time that there is no Shemen HaMishcha, we'll see in Rashi in the days of Yoshio HaMelech, at the end of Bais Rishon, there was no more Shemen HaMishcha, he hid it. And how did you become a Kohen Gadol? By wearing the Shemoneh Bogadim. That's also enough to get the status of the Kohen Gadol in order to do the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. Only a Kohen Gadol is kosher to do the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and he will wear the big de abod, the four begodim, the linen begodim, to do the avodah. Says Rashi, v'chiper hakohen asher yimshach kapora zu shel yom kippurim eino kshero ela b'kohen gadol, only kohen gadol could do this avodah. Lefi shenemro kol haparsha ba'aron, hu tzrach loimar b'kohen gadol abo'acharov she'ekomoyu. It's not only by Aaron, it's any kohen gadol that comes after Aaron also does this avodah yom kippurim. As the pasuk says, but what about merubeh begodim minayin? There was a time in history that there was no Shemen HaMishcha. And how did you become a Kohen Gadol? By wearing the Shemoneh Begodim. How do I know that he also can do the avodah of Yom Kippurim? Yimalies yodoi is a lashon of inaugurated, given the chashivus of the status of a Kohen Gadol. Yeshio lived at the end of Bais Rishon. The jug of the Shemen HaMishcha made by Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden. And therefore, the only way to become a Kohen Gadol from that point on is by wearing the Shemoneh Begodim. Lechahein tachas oviv. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be a descendant of the previous Kohen Gadol. But if the son of the previous Kohen Gadol is fit for the job, he comes first before anybody else. Posuk lamed gimel v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'es oihel moedes hamizbeach yichaper ve'al hakohanim ve'al kolam hakohol yichaper. At the Kohen Gadol, whoever it may be, should be mechaper, should atone for the Mikdash HaKodesh. As we saw, many of the avodos in Yom HaKippurim were done for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, to be mechaper on the Kodesh and on the Oyel Moyed, on the Mizbeach. and on the Kohanim, and for all of Am Yisrael, Lishibim Mechaper, for all their Aveilus. And all these halachos that we mentioned throughout the parasha should be halachos forever, in order to atone for Am Yisrael from all their aveiros once a year on Yom HaKippurim. And the pasuk says, when the first Yom HaKippurim came, Aaron HaKohen did exactly as Hashem told Moshe. Says Rashi, "Vayas kasher tzivo kishegia Yom HaKippurim." Also, kaseider haze ulagid shvochu shel Aaron. The praise of Aaron. Shelo yehoyo loiv shel nigdulosoi. He didn't wear the begodim in order to show off. Rather, elikem mekayim gzeras hamelech. This is what Hashem said, and this is what we do. Adkan, the first topic. Of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim.